What if we had the Finer Francesa, show?
Francesa,
my bad.
Yeah.
Finer and Francesa. So they both watch Superman.
Okay.
And it is interesting.
We're talking Stu Finer.
Stu Finer from Barstool, yeah. So I'll start with him as they went and saw the Superman movie as we get the different and opposing views.
Just saw Superman 3D. This movie might be the best superhero, super fiction, action movie ever. Ever.
This movie is so bad that if you asked me to go sit through it again, I would want major, major cash before I could do it, okay? It was pure torture.
Okay, fair enough. We go back to Stu as he was doing his review.
I loved it. The acting was absolutely unbelievable. Soup to nuts, villains, heroes, special effects, has it all. I'm going to see it every single day of my next four-day vacation.
I was thinking about inflicting pain to myself just to keep myself awake. That's how bad it was. This movie was dreadful.
I got one more from Stu as he continues to rave about it.
It was an 11. You must take your children right now to see it. You must go by yourself and see it. It was phenomenal. The best thing I've ever seen in my life.
There's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog? I mean, we all like dogs, okay? And I didn't like the dog getting beat on in the movie. It bothered me. But hey, who came up with a dog with a cape? When did that arrive? I watched Superman for years on television. I never saw a dog with a cape.
Oh, that is so good. I mean, that's not even, like, that's just a parody of himself at that point. Because we all love dogs, okay? Dog with a cape. I mean, where do you get this? Now, I apparently got it from, Fleeks was telling me, like, the 50s, that dog was in the comics. So it's not like they came up with it just for 2025. So, you know, the Fleeks and the Eric and Ron Congress.
You could get two more different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Opinions about this movie.
And as you search it, a lot of people had Stu's opinion, thought it was great, and a lot of people had Mike's opinion, thought it was awful.
It's amazing because we've had a number of callers this morning saying that they thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that if you're a superhero movie person and you're keeping up with these things, you love it. And if you're someone that is going to see the Christopher Reeve Superman and expecting that in 2025 action movie, you're going to be really disappointed. That's what it feels like to me.
I was thinking about inflicting pain to myself just to keep myself awake.
Someone get me a butter knife so I can pry my eyeball out of my face, okay? We all love dogs, okay? We all love dogs, but a stupid-eyed dog with a cape. God. 1955? Is that when the dog with the cape was out there?
Yeah, March 1955. Crypto's first appearance in the comic book. So that's 23 years before the Christopher Reeve movie.
Let's go to EJ in Newark. What's going on, EJ?
Boomin' Gio, what's good?
What's good, EJ?
Hey, man, I'm with Mike, man. That movie was trash. and what it was, like, it started off with him getting the brakes beat off of him. Like, he fell out of the sky, and then his dog had to come and get him. This whole team was getting trashed, man. Look, they came, they beat up his robot. He had robots taking care of him. They killed the robot, they beat up the dog, and they stomped his ears together. It was crazy. Like, and I think, like, I was mad because I'm like, all right, let me go. I went to iPix to see this thing. You know how much iPix is.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm like, I should know we just watched it on the Fire Stick. This thing was, it was trash. Like, the whole team, he was getting beat up to the point where they slammed him in the rock, and regular civilians came and walked him up out of the crater that they jammed him into.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like very super to me, EJ.
No.
I mean, geez.
No, like I understand getting beat up, but not the whole, not like this, man. He's supposed to be Superman. Like, and you think about it, the movie before this one, he got killed by Batman. Like, come on, like no superpowers. I'm like, yo, come on, you ain't doing nothing. Like, Batman is better than him right now.
EJ, great call.
You know what? I gotta say, I mean, I realize how many people have actually gone to the movies now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you could probably watch it at home now, too, right? Like, I mean, you can watch almost every movie at home that's in the theaters. You just got to pay, like, $30 for it in your house. So, yeah. But, I mean, people wanted to. Wow. This was a big deal.
Man, this is a big deal.
There's one more for Mike.
Man, it's trash.
One more for Mike.
You got monsters in the movie. You got robots in the movie. You got other superheroes in the movie. You got a damn dog with a cape on. You got. What are you talking about? You got Lois Lane driving a spaceship. What the hell does that have to do with Superman?
There you go.
I mean, he's smashing out Lois Lane, right? I mean, that's his girlfriend.
His movie was so bad, I was expecting to see Superman put his penis in the popcorn and have Lois Lane grab his penis when she thinks she was getting a handful of popcorn. That's how bad, folks. Man. And we all love popcorn. We all do.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you guys feel like you want to go see this movie now?
No. I'm not a superhero movie guy. No, not at all.
No. Nope. But had I been, yes, I could see where you're going there. Bring some intrigue to the movie.
Yeah.
That is true.
I feel like I got to go see it now just to see like which side I'm going to fall on.
I think I would rather spend the $30 at home and watch it.
Okay.
And then see who's right, Mike or Stu or EJ or the other callers. Who knows?